the intermittent eruptions of a geyser, the Governor Higginson had fair and honest dealings with some aquatic mammal, until then unknown, that could spurt from its blowholes waterspouts mixed with air and steam. Similar events were likewise observed in Pacific seas on July 23 of the same year by the Christopher Columbus from the West India and Pacific Steam Navigation Company. Consequently, this extraordinary cetacean could transfer itself from one locality to another with startling swiftness, since within an interval of just 3 days, the Governor Higginson and the Christopher Columbus had observed it at two positions on the charts, separated by a distance of more than 700 nautical leagues. 15 days later, and 2,000 leagues farther, the Helvetia from the Compagnie Nationale and the Shannon from the Royal Mail Line, running on opposite tacks in that part of the Atlantic lying between the United States and Europe, respectively signaled each other that the monster had been sighted in latitude 42 degrees 15 minutes north and longitude 60 degrees 35 minutes west of the meridian of Greenwich. From their simultaneous observations, they were